welcome. Everybody, share number 1256. In the writing, it's share number 408. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're middle of learning about the halachas of what one could eat, what one can eat in the middle of a meal when they washed for bread. Okay, so the story is like this. Moving further, when one eats fruits in the middle of a meal, right? And besides the main dish, they have the main dish. Now, there is such a halacha, which we'll see how that works. There are sometimes a person eats only fruits for the meal, and that's their meal. They wash for bread, and they eat fruits. So how does that work? I mean, you can't say, make a bracha, don't make a bracha, that is my meal. So what do we do with the bread? So we're going to see how that works. That's a separate issue. Now, we're just talking about something different now. I have the main dish. Good, I have my potatoes, my chicken, and everything regular. But, I just want to have a little bit extra fruit, and maybe the fruit I'll eat a little bit more. Instead of eating 4 or 5 pieces of cantaloupe, I'll take over there 10 pieces of cantaloupe. It'll sort of fill me up, and that's it. But it's not part of my main dish. I have my whatever the case is, the chicken, the steak, and the potatoes, the kugel. So lemaisa, if somebody does that, even if they say that they're going to eat a little bit more, you know, above and beyond the main dish, instead of, you know, taking some extra potatoes or another piece of kugel or whatever the case is, to fill themselves up or whatever the case is. So this could be due whether they're on a diet a little bit, or they want to be more careful not to overeat, or whatever the case is. So even in such a case, one would still have to make a separate bracha before eating the fruit. Okay, so I want to make it clear. There are certain times when we'll see that one would not make, but we'll see how that works. We have to take it step by step, case by case, category by category, and all of Hilchos Brachos and all of Halacha for that matter. So, okay, moving along. So we're going to see, we'll see in the future there are certain times that how that's going to work. Now, in the case above, we're talking about plain fruits that are eaten by themselves to fill themselves up. Now, for example, so we said if they're going to take the cantaloupe, they're going to take watermelon, they're going to take some sort of melon, you know, the green melons, I don't know all the names of the melons, so they're going to make a hadoma, right? If they're taking pieces of orange, pieces of apple, so they're going to make a berpri, it's the same thing. So all this is due to the fact that we say batla daitam. We go in accordance with the general way that one eats fruits, which is not for fulfillment or satiation, but rather for pleasure, right? Again, because I'm taking it still is an extra, however you want to slice it and dice it. I have my main dish, but I'll take a little extra fruit like this. I won't have to take some more potato kugel or whatever the case is. So we say it's batla daitam. It's the general way somebody eats these fruits. And even though it's not a dessert per se, they still would have to make either hadama or ha'itz, depending on what if it's something that's shahakal, right? If they're taking pieces of chocolate, so then they would have to make a shahakal. Now, moving along. The same thing would apply if one decides eat a piece of chicken or a piece of fish, or maybe cereal or whatever the case is for dessert, right? I'm going to take I have my chicken, I like it so much, not just for the main dish, but I'll eat it also for dessert. So maybe the fact that I'm eating it for dessert, right, I'm going to have to make an extra shahakal, or I'll take my piece of fish. Oh, you know what, I have 2 pieces of salmon. One piece I eat as my fish dish, and the other piece of salmon I'll eat at the end of the meal, you know, whatever the case is. I'm not getting into all the things with chicken or whatever, but be it as it may, bottom line is, or they'll eat some cereal, they're eating the main staple food, either part of it or the whole thing or a different main staple food, but it's a main staple food, piece of potato kugel or whatever the case might be, something that's used that's normally quote-unquote a main staple food, and the person says, I like it, I'll eat it, this will be my dessert. So although it's called quote-unquote a dessert by the one who's eating it, right, for them they might say it's a dessert, right, during the course of the meal, but due to the fact that it's a main staple food, then no extra bracha would be made. So it's not, you have to look at what the type of food is that's being eaten, and it doesn't really matter so much most of the time anyways, but you know, when it's being eaten, it's not so much, there are certain times we spoke about, which we'll see in the future, appetizers, whatever, there are little bit changes here and there, which we have to discuss separately, but the general crux of it, you know, if you want to say like regular fruits, you know, chocolates, desserts, and whatever the case is, even if you eat it in the middle of the meal, it doesn't matter. And even if one decides to eat the main staple food, the main dish, or the fish, or the chicken, or the potatoes, or potato kugel, and that'll be his dessert, so then they would not make a bracha because, again, this is a main staple food. So this is due to the fact that we say we look at how the particular food is eaten by the general public. Okay, that's basically the story as far as that goes. This is brought down in the Hilchos Brachos, Sefer Hilchos Brachos, and Kufayin Zayin, which is our Simin. Our Simin is Kuf Ayin Zayin, where it talks about all these different type of things, eating during the course of a meal with one wash. And it's in Hilchas Brachas, Simin Kuf Ayin Zayin, Daf Shin Nun Zayin. Thank you for listening. Asalocha Merocha Kol Tuv.